CII Radio, embracing Africa, one city at a time. All thanks
to Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Bumper to Bumper. It's Friday night. I'm your host, Ziad Kolaches, and we're talking everything motoring tonight. Brother Jamil is at a launch of the new Mercedes GLC Coupe. He's in Cape Town at the moment. We might get a little say from him, or we might talk about it next week. We'll see how things go. He is running a tight schedule today. But let's talk about the last 3 weeks. We've just had a follow-on from our last 2 weeks, in fact. So we had the bumper-to-bumper back-to-school edition about 2 weeks ago, and we spoke about the cars that were under 250,000 Rand, you know, like if you were going to campus for the first time. And somebody sent in a message last week, and they said that they were looking at not buying a new car because obviously, you know, some people, we can't afford 250,000 Rand as an extra car. So they were looking at more of an e-hailing service like an Uber. So we discussed all about Uber, you know, whether it was good or not. And then I received another message, and someone named Muzaffar sent a message and said that when I was at campus, we had Lyft clubs. Do Lyft clubs no longer exist? So that was very interesting, because I remember when I was at campus as well, there were lots of Lyft clubs. In fact, after campus, for work as well, there were people that used to use Lyft clubs. Do Lyft clubs no longer exist? I think to answer that question, we would need the listeners' help. Do people still use Lyft clubs? But like we had last week, I think a lot of people are looking at e-hailing services like Uber, because I think people don't want to, in inverted commas, inconvenience anybody anymore. So they rather, you know, like any time that they wake up, they can just catch an Uber to work. They don't have to wake up at 6 o'clock and wait for three other people to get into the car so that they can all go together, and then they all finish work at the same time. I think things are a bit more flexible now. Some people work from home, so it's a bit difficult to actually run a Lyft club. But if you do have a Lyft club, or you are part of a Lyft club, send us a message. You can WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line, or give us a call as well. And let us know, do you still use a Lyft club? Are you part of a Lyft club? The number is 084-494-7000. Okay, that's our WhatsApp line. And like I said, just let us know. So we did a poll today, things I wish I knew before I bought a car. And we had quite a lot of responses on that. What are some of the things that you didn't know before you bought a car? I know there's a lot of people that were looking at the costs involved, maintenance, especially petrol prices and whatever. We'll go through some of the messages. If you have any messages as well, WhatsApp us on 084-494-7000, or even give us a call. We'd like to hear from you on the things I wish I knew before I bought a car. So some of the messages that have come through so far. And also we're on social media. We're at B2BCII. So go on social media. The story is still up there. We're on TikTok as well and X, so you can message us there as well. I'll pick it up and we'll read it out. So Hassan has sent a message and he says, I wish someone told me that petrol would be so expensive. I spend 1,000 Rand a week on petrol on my very small car. And that's a fact. I mean, nowadays you can spend 1,000 Rand just going to work and back. That's not even like doing anything special, and you're already raking up a bill of 1,000 Rand on petrol. Anissa says, I didn't know that my car needed to be serviced every year. There is obviously 15,000 kilometer or 10,000 kilometer, depending on your car make, and obviously the engine. They would tell you that those are the intervals to service your car. But if you don't reach 10,000 or 15,000 kilometers, it is advised to service your car every year. Some people don't do it, but it's good to change the oil, the spark plugs, you know, like a simple service. I think maybe we should actually go through in one of the episodes a simple service, what it entails, how much it should cost, like the relative cost of a small service, then obviously the major services. So maybe in one of the shows we will go through that as well. But yes, definitely a car needs to be serviced regularly. If not between 10 and 15,000 kilometers, then definitely at least once a year to keep that engine running smoothly and everything else. Then we have, when I bought my car, no one said I needed to renew the disc on my windscreen until I got stopped in a roadblock and found out I hadn't renewed it for 2 years. Lucky the officer was friendly and explained everything to me. Now I make sure I go every year. That's from Sister Salma. She's didn't know that she needs to renew. So yes, the vehicle disc, which is found on your windscreen, it's that a little... So that needs to be updated every year, or rather purchased every year. There is a cost involved depending on the weight of your vehicle, and obviously your municipality, there are different costs. So you could pay something like 400 or 500 rand for the year, or 1,000 rand, depending, or more than that, depending on the size of your vehicle and, as I said, the municipality. So on the eNatus website, online eNatus, I think you can work out how much it does cost you for the vehicle renewal. There's also apps like your banking apps. I think FNB has it where they do show you what the price is of the vehicle license. Nadia sent a message to say someone should warn you about the price of petrol. Yes, like we did mention, the price of petrol is expensive. And I think it's going up next week, if I'm not mistaken. We reached 25 Rand per liter last year. I'm hoping that it will actually go down. But yeah, the price of petrol is expensive. You have to plan your trips nowadays, wherever you're going. Fayaz says they should show you how to change a tire when you buy a car. The first time I had a puncture, I tried changing it but couldn't, so I had to drive to the nearest garage, but I damaged the tire in the process and had to get a new one. Yeah, that is something that they should – I think there should be a almost like a whole test, not this learner's test that we have, but a whole test of what you need to do with your car, how to change a tire. I know there is courses that you can do. There's YouTube videos that you can do. But they should, even when you're buying your car, the salesperson maybe just go through with you, even show you, help you. Might take a little bit of extra time, but everyone needs to know, because it's sometimes not that easy to get hold of the AA or a breakdown truck for them to tow you to the nearest place. And you need to know something like how to change a tire, or at least how to get it off. But yeah, changing the tire, it can have serious implications. Like Fayaz said, he damaged his tire because he just carried on driving with it. And it could actually damage your rim in the process, because if it's quite the tire starts tearing because of the rubber, and it starts eating into your rim, and that could be quite costly. Another one is Uncle Vijay. He said the price of tires and having to buy tires and that spare and knowing which ones to buy, it's such a mission. You must do a show just on how to read tires and stuff. Yes, we definitely will do that. I think we did mention it about a few weeks ago, but we'll talk about it again. The prices of tires have increased as well, like everything else. And we should know which ones to buy, because sometimes you could buy a tire that is quite cheap, and there again, it could cause problems. I've read stories about tires that have just basically not flaked, but have just crumbled. And it's caused accidents because of that, because they were quite cheap tires. So you have to buy it from a reliable place. You have to make sure. I know some people buy these retread tires, but you know, you should, in any circumstance, try, and if you can afford it, to buy new tires, because it's obviously going to last longer. There's also talking about. You must do a show on just how to read tires and stuff. With a tire, you actually have a lifespan of 5 years. So you like your service, you need to service your car at least once a year. You need to change your tires at least every 5 years. You also need to rotate them for better rotation and alignment. So the balancing and alignment that needs to be done as well. Rotation so that there's even wear and tear on each of the four tires. Hopefully you have four tires on your car. And yes, when you're changing your tire, make sure to change your spare as well. We all think that the spare is fine, but like I said, there's a five-year lifespan on the tire. So the tire is just sitting there in the thing. It sometimes sounds like a waste because you've never used the spare. But all, I mean, when you do need to use a spare and it's not in a good condition, then you might run into problems. So check, make sure that you're not only getting four tires, get five tires. So get the spare as well if you can. Tasneem says, insurance is ridiculously expensive. I pay almost the same amount for my installment that I pay for my insurance every month. I could have two cars. Yes, insurance is are quite expensive, but there are quite a lot of insurance companies out there. You can shop around. There's insurance companies now that allow you to park your car off. So if you're not using the car and you park it in the garage or it's at home and you're not using it, you can switch your insurance off. So you get a cheaper premium, maybe 100 or 200 rand less. But because it's obviously not for a third comprehensive insurance. It's more for like your theft or something that could happen at home, a fire or something like that, that could happen at home, but not for obviously knocking somebody. So not when you're in an accident. You can't claim for that. So it is wise to look at different types. Maybe we should talk about different types of insurance as well. There is Sharia compliant insurance as well. We did mention it. I think Tuckerful was doing it. They were bought over by ABSA. So that is something to look at, how you can get cheaper insurance, because it can be the same price or even more than your installment that you are paying on your car. Okay. Sister Shakira says, in the UK, we pay for parking wherever we go. Unlike South Africa, it becomes very costly owning a car. So that's quite interesting. We fortunate that we can park pretty much anywhere. Most of it is not, we don't have to pay for, but we do have malls and places where we do have to pay for parking. And some of them have free parking, or you can get 15 minutes or 30 minutes free. So you don't have to pay for parking everywhere you go. But it seems like in the UK, you have to pay for everywhere you go. I think it's even on the streets. I remember in the metros more, we had parking meters. I haven't been to the metros in the cities in a while, so I don't know if they still have those parking meters. But you used to, like, for example, if you went into Johannesburg town or Durban town, they were parking meters, and you had to make sure that you put your 2 rand in, and that you made sure that it didn't expire, because then you would be sitting with a parking fine. But yeah, in the UK, you are paying for parking wherever you go. I think we are quite lucky here in South Africa that we don't have that problem. After the break, we will continue with the messages about things I wish I knew before I bought a car.
CII Radio, embracing Africa, one city at a time. All thanks to
Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. I'm Ziad Plachis, and tonight we are speaking all about things I wish I knew before I bought a car. We've had messages about the price of petrol, the price of insurance, not knowing that they needed to renew their disc or having to service their cars, how to change a tire, buying new tires. One of the things, talking about, I just remembered about buying tires is, a lot of the new cars come with run flat tires, are good to go. Like, I think it was Fayaz that said that, he carried on driving to the nearest garage. So those are fine, to drive to the nearest garage, and then obviously it can be changed. But I mean, if you're driving a BMW or Mercedes-Benz, you also have BMW and Mercedes-Benz on call, so they could always come out and change that tire for you. So that's another thing to look at. If you're driving a premium car, there are like SOS buttons, I know, in the Land Rovers and the Jaguars as well. So there is a on-call assistance where they can just come out and assist you with whatever it is, or you can speak to them and they can guide you through it if there is no one available to come out to see you. So those are things that you should also ask when you are buying a car. Do they have these sort of services? Even with your insurance, they have those type of services as well, roadside assistance. It comes standard sometimes in the insurance package that you choose. Okay, and especially if you're like Sister Tasneem, who says that she pays almost the same amount for her installment that she pays for insurance every month. Sometimes in the insurance package, so read what it says. There could be that it includes a rental car. Maybe the price of the insurance is more expensive because you are you have a smaller excess. So the excess is one of the things that you should look out for. So if you are in an accident, there's a certain amount that you have to pay in order for your car to be fixed. It could be anything from maybe 1,000 rand up to 12,000 rand or more, depending on what you choose as your excess. And it would determine on the amount that your premium would be. So the higher your excess is, the smaller your premium will be. So say, for example, you choose the excess of 10,000 rand, you might pay maybe 500 rand per month for your insurance premium. But if you want to get a cheaper excess because you think that you might be in a lot of accidents and you could be forking out 2,000 rand every month for being in an accident, then your premium might be a little bit higher, maybe 800 or 900 rand. I'm just quoting, but don't quote me. I'm not an insurance financial services provider. Back to the messages, we have Auntie Rueda, who says, having to wash my car after delivering my pickles. Eish, those car washes are expensive and I need to have the full house, one where it doesn't smell. Oh, Auntie Rueda, if you are making pickles, you can send it some this way to CII. We always love the pickles. But yeah, car washes is another thing. I think there should be some guide that tells you all these extra costs that are involved. Because, I mean, you need to wash your car, whether you wash it yourself. I still like to do an old school wash at home by myself. If it's a deep clean, then obviously I send it to a car wash. You need some sort of valet or to get out smells or marks or something. But I like to take the bucket and the chamois and really wash the car. Even the review cars that I have, I do a full clean inside and out, vacuum if I can. But yeah, if you're taking it to the car washes, It also depends on how close the car wash is to you, because sometimes you need to leave your car there, and you know, it could be quite expensive. But if you, there's a lot of malls, I think, now that also have car washes. So while you are at the mall, you can get your car washed. And then there's the people at the mall. So I know, I think it's at Sandton City, for example, these people actually come up to you. They do almost like a dry wash. I don't know how exactly it works, but they wash your car while you're in the mall. So it's not a full car wash as such, but they do clean your car. Let's say they clean your car. But the pickle smell, I like the pickle smell. I think I'll stay with the pickle smell until the weather. So Sister Bilkis says, I didn't know that the liquid that sprays the windscreen runs out. Yes, it does. The liquid that sprays the windscreen. Okay, so if you're taking your car regularly for a service, they do top that up. They should top that up with the liquid. But if not, you can put a solution of sunlight, your dishwashing liquid, and some water. You would notice if you pop the hood, the bonnet, you would notice a little cap that shows like a spray. It looks like a little windscreen with a spray, and that's where you fill the water. The solution, whatever it is, preferably like a sunlight. If you're not getting the liquid from the garage or your workshop that you're going into, the dealership. So yeah, if you run out, you always need that, because you need to spray. Sometimes there's bugs that just come onto the windscreen, or you know, it's just dirty because of the rain last night or whatever, and you need to you don't have time to wash your windscreen. And while you're driving, you need to just make sure. So that does run out. Yes, it does, Sister Bilkis. And yeah, if you are taking your car for a service, just remind them to top it up for you. Oil needs to be changed. Brother Blessing saying oil needs to be changed. Yes, your oil does need to be changed. Also, depending on your car, sometimes if you are running on a secondhand or used car, it might use a bit more oil. So make sure that you do have your oil changed. If you don't know how to check if the oil needs to be changed or if you need to top it up, you can go to any service station. So any garage, your engine, your Shell or Total or whatever it is, BP, Puma as well. Go to them and just ask them to check your oil. So they have this little, what we call a dipstick. You'll see it's got like a little round ring, almost like those rings that you blow bubbles from. So if you ever used to have that little container that used to blow bubbles when you were small, when you were younger, it looks like that, and you actually pull it out. So if you again pop the hood, you'll see this. It's got a little ring. And you pull it out, and you will notice that at the end, it's a little bit wet. It should be wet. If it is not wet and it's hard, then you have a bit of a problem. But you check the, you wipe it with a cloth, or not with your shirt. I know some people like to wipe it with a T-shirt. It's not advisable because you have to wash that. But use a cloth or something and just check that it is wet, not hard, firstly, and that there is enough. So there is a marking, and it will show you how much you should have on there. But if not, go to the garage, ask them just to check your oil. When you're filling up your petrol, so your fuel, when you're at the station, just ask them to check your oil. Some service stations, they do ask you, can I check your oil, tire pressure, can I wipe your windscreen? Get those things done. Give the guy a tip, whatever it is, because he is offering a service. Help you in the long run. Nelly says, car needs a service. So, yes, cars do need a service, like we did mention earlier. A regular service, and there's YouTube videos as well for those that want to venture and look under their car and try and do the oil change and changing of the spark plugs. It's not that difficult. I say that like I've done it a million times. I know how to do it. I haven't physically done it. But yeah, it's not that difficult if you want to try, if you have some time on a Sunday to just open up the hood, get underneath the car, get in your overalls, and just do a service on your own car. Razia says, which car to buy? Yes, that's very important, Sister Razia. Which car to buy? That is one of the things that we talk about often. Is we talk about mainly the new cars, but even your used cars, your second-hand cars, your pre-loved cars. What cars should you buy? Why should you buy them? What's going to suit your pocket? What's going to suit your family? What's going to suit yourself? Is it going to fulfill the purposes that you need it for? Are you looking to go on adventures every week, driving up the mountain, or you just want to go to work and back? It all depends on you and your budget. Everyone expects me to give them lifts. Mo says, everyone expects me to give them lifts. Yes, everyone does expect you. If you're the only one in your family that has a car, or you've just got your license, you know that once you get your license, you have to start driving everybody around. You have to go and buy milk and bread from the shop. That's one of the things that are expected of you once you get your license. But yeah, if you have a car, like I said, you're the only one in your family, people do expect to give them lifts. You can charge them. You can tell them that it's an Uber service. We now have e-hailing services. It's not something rude. You can say that you work for that service, but don't lie. It's haram. But yeah, it's sometimes nice. I don't mind giving people lifts if it's on my way. Obviously, if it's out of my way, then I simply decline and I say that I have something else to do. But yeah, everyone expects me to give them lifts. I think we'll stop there and we'll go to another ad break. After the ad break, we'll continue with, we've got quite a few messages still to go about things I wish I knew before I bought a car.
Live from Africa and to the rest of the world, this is CII Radio, independent, authentic, and dedicated to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. Tonight we're talking about things I wish I knew before I bought a car. The WhatsApp line is 084, let me just get that number again, it's 084-494-7000. If you want to WhatsApp us, if you want to call as well, you're most welcome to. And if you want to send us a message on social media, we're at B2BCII. You can also message us on at ilovezaqueue.com or at Let's Talk ZA, that's TORQUE. ZA. We're fielding messages from all over tonight. I think all over the world. A hefty bill, or rather, they have to pay quite a lot for parking. Just in the break, we received a message and said, Team Bumper to Bumper, mashallah, well done on an entertaining and very informative show. Shukran for keeping us up to date on the latest trends in cars and motoring, and keep up the good work, inshallah. That comes from Sister Alia. She has sent that. Jazakallah for that message, Sister Alia. We always look to keep you entertained, and we hope that this show was very informative. Things I wish I knew before I bought a car. Okay, so back to the messages. Let's just see here. So Mo said, everyone expects me to give them lifts. And then Shafiq says, I bought a Bucky, so every time something needs to be moved, I get asked. That is a common problem about with buying Bucky, unfortunately. That is something people don't tell you. The salesman doesn't tell you. I think everybody's happy when you buy a Bucky in the family. So if you're not the only person that has a car in the family and they expect lifts, then if you're the only person that has a Bucky in the family or in your circle of friends as well, I suppose, then people would be asking you every week to move their furniture or for you to pick up something like Brother Shafiq is currently doing. Brother Shafiq, send us your details so we can also use your Bucky services when we need something moved, inshallah. Uncle Sali says they must make cars that we can actually fix instead of taking it to the workshop like we used to in the good old days. Yes, Uncle Sali, I totally agree with you. I think we're in the same generation. I honestly believe that we need cars that we can actually fix. Or even, I was talking to someone the other day and I said to them that I can remember jump-starting a car, kick-starting, you know. I don't think people nowadays know that that even exists, how to do it. And because now if your car doesn't start, it's all computers, electronics, you need somebody to come out with a these diagnostics to check what's wrong with it, or they have to tow it to the workshop for them to look at it, like Uncle Sully says, and then only can they fix the car. I definitely think that we need something where we can just fix it ourselves, or even, like I said, jumpstart the cars like we used to. I don't know if it's a good thing, though. Maybe for security purposes, not such a good thing that we can't kickstart cars anymore. Okay, Mac says they don't make cars like they used to. Flimsy, easy to break parts, and to get parts is another story. Yes, we have had listeners tell us in the past that they have, especially the newer cars, we won't mention names, but some of the newer brands that have come to South Africa, it has been quite a problem for them to get parts. Even small things like a windscreen, can take up to 6 to 12 months. There are obviously manufacturers that also have been in the country for quite some time, but they just don't have parts as well. So that is something as well, getting parts and easy to break parts. It obviously depends on the car you're driving, and it's true. You know, there are cars now that you can just bump it and then the whole bumper comes off, literally. Easy to come off. I know when we were younger, the only thing that really used to come off was the handles for the window. If you can remember the handle that you had to wind up. Yeah, that was the only thing that I think really used to come off that used to break. And that was because us as kids used to play with it all the time. So we actually used to break it. It wasn't that it just used to break because it was a cheap part or easy to break. It was because we actually broke it. have a message from my wife, Nabiha. It's nice that Nabiha is listening tonight. She says, we need to educate ourselves on the signs on the dashboard. This one time, my friends picked me up from my campus UKZN and drove all the way to their campus UDW with the sign that has an exclamation mark inside the brackets. We only later realized that she drove the entire way with the handbrake up. Yes, Nabiha, that is the handbrake message. She says she was young at that time, but I suppose she wasn't driving, so it wasn't really her fault. It was the driver's fault. We blame the driver. But yeah, the messages that come up on your dashboard, the signs, lots of us don't know what it is. We look at it and we're like, what is that? Because there's all these funny little, and depending on the make or of your car, they all have these different, it should be universal though, but they do have certain ones that look rather strange, to say the least. But in your owner's manual, there's that little book that comes with your car. It should come with your car. It's either sometimes found in your boot. I don't know why they put it there. next to your spare wheel. Some people like to put it there, but it should be found in your glove compartment, your cubby. Ask when you're buying the car, whether it's brand new or secondhand, is there an owner's manual? It's very important to have that. Sometimes you can download it off the internet. There are PDFs as well. You can Google stuff, but I mean, you should have an owner's manual. It tells you all about the car. It tells you how to operate certain things, like your radio, your air conditioning, how to change certain things like fuses or light bulbs, or how to read the signs on the dashboard. So it will tell you, something that has exclamation and brackets around it. Is the handbrake is engaged, or the handbrake is up, depending on if you have a manual handbrake or electronic handbrake. So, yeah, that is something that should be taught, or you should, they should tell you, you know, like read your owner's manual, because I think lots of us don't read it. We just get in the car and we think that we can drive it. We've got a message here. I wish I knew many things like insurance, renewing car license disc, but also the fact that the car disc depends on the weight of the car. So the heavier the car, the more I pay. We did discuss that earlier. Yes, the weight of the car does depend on how much you pay for renewing your license disc. And yes, insurance, we also did mention that. I wish I knew about things about VIN number and that people who sell your cars can scam you. That's Sister Fatima. I feel like Sister Fatima has been scammed, and that's why she has said, I wish I knew things about VIN number. And yes, your VIN number as well, it is mentioned on your license disc if you don't find it in your engine or on your windscreen. You can find it on your license disc. The VIN number is there, but people do scam you. They either have the same VIN number, same engine number. They file down engine numbers. There's a whole lot of things, and that's how obviously they steal cars, and they you could end up with a stolen car or a car that they think was stolen. So very important to check those details, your VIN number, your license number as well. You should know that, hopefully off by heart, because you need to know the license number of your car. That is the registration number on your car. So whether it is personalized with your name or it is a LJ59 GJGP, you should know those things. The VIN number, I don't think so much you should know off by heart. It's quite a long number, but like I said, you can find those details on your license disc. Wasim is written in capital letters here with an exclamation mark, and he says, the fact that I have to renew my driving license every 5 years. Yes, Wasim, we also don't like to renew our license every 5 years, our driver's license every 5 years, but it needs to be done. Yeah, in South Africa. I know they were thinking about changing it, getting it changed to either a longer period, maybe 10 years, or actually doing away with it. I think it is important to have some sort of renewal system, maybe not a one where they charge you. I'm just putting it out there. But it's also, I think, just to check that you are still driving, that you are capable of driving, you know, like, can you see, do you have any other ailments that could affect you driving? So it's just like you need to renew your license disc to make sure that your car is roadworthy. You need to be roadworthy as well. So driving license every 5 years, I think a driving test should also be done. Just a basic one that, you know, it's to so that you know how to still drive. Last but not least, we have Aisha, who says, I wish I knew actual prices for care, so not to be conned by secondhand prices. Oh, and those secondhand cars sold in the auction that underwent accidents, and they sell it to us afterwards without us knowing, and I had to keep taking it for service or repair something every time. So sorry, Sister Aisha, that you had to go through buying a secondhand car, especially at an auction. You have to be very careful of that. Sometimes they have gone and undergone some accidents. I know there was an incident where someone had an accident in a Mini Cooper. It was actually a John Cooper Works, so a limited edition Mini Cooper. They had an accident. The car was written off. So basically it meant that insurance wasn't going to pay, and that they said that the car would be, in inverted commas, scrapped. But a few months later, this person actually saw on the internet that their car was being sold. Now, because it was a limited edition, they knew exactly what the car looked like. It was their car. And they went, they approached the dealership, and the dealership said that they had bought this car from an auction. And the car was actually in a severe accident. And they were selling this. It was a reputable dealership that was selling it. So you have to be very careful when you're going, especially to auctions. Take someone that knows about cars, maybe even a mechanic, to check these things, because it can be quite costly. Like Sister Aisha has said, she had to take it for service. And sometimes you take it for a problem. I know somebody that took it for a problem. They just had a knocking noise, and they just couldn't get rid of this noise. And nobody could figure it out, and it cost them an arm and a leg, and actually a whole nother new car, to be precise. It's not actually something that's funny. But yeah, secondhand prices, cars that underwent accidents. So that is everything, I think, things I wish I knew before I bought a car. If you have any other messages, please feel free to keep on sending them. You can send us on social media as well. We can always talk about it next week. Yeah, have a safe week. Drive safely. Keep safe. Until next week, when we chat again, I'm Ziad Plachis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From our headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa, to the rest of Africa, this is CII Radio Live.